and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Have you ever seen a Mormon Channel video and thought, I'd love to inspire people like that? Or have you seen a great piece of content online that you think we should be sharing? Well, if you're a film guru, a singer, a performer, or you know someone who likes to uplift people with their content, then we have just the thing for you. It's a new YouTube channel called Share Goodness, and it's the first LDS church media channel that is for you, by you. And it features LDS-related content from people all over the world that you can view and share in Sunday school classes, for family nights, or send to family and friends who live far away. And the media strategist for this project is Jared Covington, and he's here with us today to discuss how this channel came to be. Thanks for being here.
It's nice to be here. Thanks, Charlotte.
So what's the inspiration behind this project? How did it get started?
So in various meetings with the brethren, as well as leadership here at the church, it was determined that there's a lot of great content out there that members are creating that just isn't being seen. And we wanted to figure out a way that members could be made aware of this content and this content could get a broader audience. You know, related to that, there's some things that the church just can't create because of the church and the organization that it is. Mm-hmm. But there are things that the members are empowered to do that we wanted to take advantage of as well.
Well, and good ideas come from anywhere. And it's really nice to give people this avenue, this outlet to express themselves, express their own testimonies in a unique and creative way.
And members have been asked to do this, whether it's Elder Bednar's recent Education Week talk or Elder Ballard's talk at BYU Hawaii. There have been various calls from the brethren for members to get out there and do this. This is hopefully one more avenue to show off the great things that the members are creating and to get that to a wider audience where it can bless the lives of others.
And then with the type of content that this channel is going to have on it for people to view, why do you think a YouTube channel like this is needed in the world today?
We find that there's a great lack of positive content out there that's easily found and easily consumable. Many people, many families, many individuals are looking for something positive that they can watch throughout the day and have a guarantee or at least a stamp of approval that it is positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always easy to find. There seems to be a real need for this in talking with the members and in talking with even non-members, just people who want good content. And we already see that with the Mormon Channel content. We see that with the other content the church is creating. Many people of other faiths commenting on it, sharing it, discussing it. But there was room for more. And we feel that there's a real opportunity with this type of content and for this channel right now.
And I think for me, growing up outside of Utah, in a place where there weren't a lot of LDS kids my age, I felt kind of siloed and kind of alone. And then coming to BYU, it was like, oh, all these people have been doing the same things I've been doing. I just didn't know about it. They've all been trying to live the best way that they could and participating in creative projects and things. So it's a wonderful way to connect the members too, I think, and make people feel who are in the far corners of the earth like they're not alone. There's this incredible network and support system of people who believe and want the same content as they do.
You know, the great thing about the internet and the worst thing about the internet is it's available to everyone and every type of belief and every type of structure and every purpose, be that a good, holy purpose or one that's not.
Right.
The challenge is to find that content, which is really positive on there. And our hope with this channel is that we're able to help people to do that.
So can you tell us about some of your favorite videos that you've seen come through the submission process already?
Yeah, I have to say that there's a lot more than we've got on the channel right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're just getting so much content from so many members, and there's so much out there that people are sharing and discovering and making almost daily. Some of the most powerful ones that have come through have been in the category we've got called Helping Others. Mm-hmm. This is a category of service-oriented videos with stakes, youth, individuals sharing projects and things that they've done to help other people. Sometimes it's as simple as cleaning someone's front yard. One stake recently sent us a video where they did a home makeover, an extreme home makeover.
Oh, wow.
Of a refugee's home. And it's powerful to see not just what they did, but more importantly, how it blessed that individual. So it's really not about tooting their own horn, about showing off, but really showing how they're putting into practice Christ's directive to care for the poor and needy in that case.
Well, and what a great network to share ideas too for different youth group leaders or families. If they're looking for a similar service project to do, then they can come to the channel and see what other people have done and what made that successful for their group.
Yeah, and learn from that. It's not all serious, though.
Right.
We've definitely got some fun videos. We have a whole category of humorous videos. whether it's music parodies or movie parodies, or just members who are making light of some church culture,
mm-hmm.
not in a bad way, not in an inappropriate way,
but
having fun with it. We also have a ton of music, just dozens of music videos created by all types of members from all around the world, sharing their musical talents and songs, some original, some hymns, something that really works well to leave on the background and listen to throughout the day.
So walk us through the submission process a little bit. If someone has a video that they've created or that they've seen and they think should be shared on this Share Goodness channel, how would they go about sending it to you?
So there's really two ways. One of them is to just share the content on YouTube with the hashtag Share Goodness.
Okay.
We've got a small team that's combing through all the many posts and submissions that come that way and submitting the best to the channel. But separately, if people want to be a little more direct, they can email us, sharegoodness@ldschurch.org.
Okay.
They can email us the link to their YouTube video, and then we'll put that into the queue for review, and any of those that are selected will be published on the channel.
So the video does need to be existing on their YouTube channel before they can submit it.
Yeah, that's the great thing about this channel is nothing on this channel has been uploaded or created by the church.
Mm.
This is all members doing it on their own channels. So yes, you do need your own YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
and the video has to already be uploaded there. And it's sending us the YouTube link, not a file, not a link to Vimeo or any of the other channels, but a YouTube link specifically.
Okay, good to know. And finally, how has working on this project kind of affected your testimony and your faith as you've looked at different things that members around the world are sharing and seen different issues and things that they're facing? How has this affected your faith?
For me, overall, it's really inspiring to see the ways in which people are willing to share their faith, some explicitly through bearing of testimony or explaining a gospel topic, some through showing a talent, be that humor or a song.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's been really inspiring to see the willingness and desire of people to share the good news of the gospel and to do that in creative ways, many ways that I would never have thought of on my own.
Mm-hmm. I love that the church and the members are so collaborative on different things. And I love that this channel exists now as a way to share ideas and gain strength and support from other people. So thank you for being here today and talking with us about this project.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So again, check out the Share Goodness channel on YouTube, which is up and running right now. And if you feel so inspired or know someone who might be, you can submit your own videos. Submit the YouTube link to sharegoodness@ldschurch.org, as Jared mentioned, or you can upload the content and use the hashtag ShareGoodness. And remember that new content will be uploaded to the channel every Wednesday. So stay tuned for some great videos from church members all over the globe. It'll be really inspiring. And you can also learn more about the channel at mormonchannel.org/ShareGoodness and that wonderful initiative. We're going to end today with a quote. And in the LDS faith, we have 13 statements of belief that we try to live by, and they're called the Articles of Faith. And number 13 says this, quote, "We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. Indeed, we may say that we follow the admonition of Paul. We believe all things. We hope all things. We have endured many things and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, of good report, or praiseworthy, we seek after these things," end quote. And I know this channel will be a great way for you and your family and friends to seek after the good, beautiful, inspiring things that the world has to offer. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.